Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3 here on Primetime. It is time for Powering Your Property this Tuesday. We bring you the latest property sector news and updates.
Now, preliminary numbers for new private home sales show that developers sold fewer homes in the month of February. Now, according to caveats launched with the Urban Redevelopment Authority, or URA, that's about 27% and 24% lower than the previous month and year, respectively.
Now, last month's only new launch was 32-unit Royal Hallmark. It is a freehold boutique development in District 15. And it sold 10 units at a median price of $1,904 per square foot when it launched in late February.
Now, to help us break down the numbers, we have Nicholas Mark, head of research and consultancy at ERA Real Estate, joining us on the line. And he'll be telling us why new home sales sank and if that trend will continue in the coming months. So, Nicholas, just over to you.
Yes, hi. Great to be on your program. I think that firstly, we must take this with a grain of salt because these are preliminary numbers. So when the actual numbers that will be released in about a week's time, it could be a bit different. But I don't think it will jump above that 673 units that were sold in January. It will still be kind of lower. And there's a few reasons contributing to this lower sales. Firstly is that there's no big major launches to really excite the market. And secondly is that the first one-third of February is actually still the lull period. We have the Chinese New Year then. So typically, developers might not want to launch any new projects during that time when people are away from holidays, including buyers. And then we see that the last week of February, we have this ramp up in the global tension of when Russia was building up its forces on the borders of Ukraine and finally invaded Ukraine on the 24th of February. So that actually threw a damper, on the property market.
Okay, Nicholas, could these issues though persist and continue to weigh on sales volume for the months ahead?
Well, I think, Chinese New Year is behind us. So the thing that is actually right now is that global uncertainties arising from the Russian-Ukrainian war that's going on that could have ripple effects through the global economy, food prices, energy prices. So all this is all these uncertainties could have an adverse impact on the investment market, both the financial investment market as well as which could also affect the property market.
Perhaps the sales volume experienced a sharp fall, but prices, though, appear to be holding up quite well.
Yes, indeed. The main reason is usually we see transactions affected first. Prices are a bit more sticky downwards. So because sellers typically would not want to cut prices that quickly, and also from experience, developers also find that cutting prices doesn't necessarily bring back the buyers. And furthermore, once you reduce prices, it's very hard to raise them again when things start to improve. So as a result, they're sticking to their prices first, and because things are so fluid, things are changing so quickly, so there's no point being too reactionary.
Nicholas, let's compare transacted values in February 2022 against December 2021. The average unit prices for the RCR and OCR, non-land private new homes, remain steady. So what does this mean for prices moving forward?
And maybe before you answer, I'll just jump in very quickly for listeners who are not so familiar with RCR and what OCR mean. RCR means rest of central region, whereas OCR means outside central region.
Absolutely correct. To make it in layman's term, RCR, rest of central, means the city fringe area. And like, for example, we have Bukit Merah and Marine Parade, and OCR is the suburban areas, the rest of Singapore that's outside the prime areas. What we're looking at is a short term from December last year to February this year. Over the 3 months period, prices hasn't moved that much, and I don't expect prices to move, because I think that what we see is that whenever the government in the last 5 years, when they introduce cooling measures, there is typically a knee-jerk reaction. Sales volume will slow down. And then if, let's say, the economy were to weaken, there is a possibility prices could drop. And sometimes they will fall for 1-3 to 6 months. And then people will start to realize, well, this is going to be the new climate. If you want to go into to buy property, you have to accept this is the cooling measures that's in place. That's become the law of the land. So people gradually, they accept it, and it's like raising GST, right? If GST goes up, you can put all buying big ticket items, but eventually if you need to replace your refrigerator, you have to buy a new refrigerator, even if it's higher GST. So people will go back in, and eventually it becomes the new normal, all the cooling measures and such. I think the big unknown is still playing out in Eastern Europe. That's the big unknown.
But despite that big unknown, I think some of the what we call stalwart properties in Singapore, you know, remained doing very well, contributing to the numbers in February. Tell us which were the best-selling ones.
Well, the best-selling ones are typically those that have a lot of units in them. And one of them is Momentum Park. That is not too far from Buona Vista. Avenue South Residence is another big one. That one is the nearest MRT is Outram Park. Dairy Farm Residences, now that's a bit more towards the northwest. Those are some of the best, the better selling projects, and they actually have a lot of units in them, so they have more units offered for sale.
Okay. So numbers, it's a probability game in a sense, right?
Nicholas Mugg is head of research and consultancy at ERA Real Estate, joining us here on Powering Your Property this afternoon. Nicholas, we also know that the freehold, as I mentioned earlier, Royal Hallmark, was the only residential project launched last month. Are there any launches to look forward to in the coming months?
Yes, indeed. There are. But at the moment, I think developers are also taking a bit of wait and see. Yes, they will have to launch their projects eventually. But the issue right now is when. And because whenever a developer wants to launch a new project, what they actually want to do is to have a bit of a big bang, you know, have a lot of excitement. People will come and they will buy the... And they don't want to do a relaunch, which is, I launched it the first time and then, the take-up isn't that good, and you launch and you try to redo the thing. There's no second take here. One of the projects that will be coming out is called the Arden. It's near the Bukit Panjang MRT station. And that development is expected to be launched somewhere in the first half of this year. Another one is an executive condominium project with 617 units called North Gaya. And that one is in the Canberra area near Yishun MRT station, or rather the nearest MRT station is at Yishun. So those are two of the projects that are slated for the launch. Another one in the RCR, that's a city fringe area, is Piccadilly Grand. Now, this one is really very near to the Farrer Park MRT station. So those are three of the projects that are upcoming.
All right, Nicholas, thank you very much for... giving us an outlook for what's happening in the property sector here in Singapore. Nicholas Mock is head of research and consultancy at ERA Real Estate, joining us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.